keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We are taking calls this hour. Number is 1-800-313-9443. So give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want. But until then, Rick, you were talking about you're going to change your boxes for your chickens so that you...
Oh, yeah. I want to. I think I'm obliged to... I want to produce the highest quality eggs to give away, and that's how I'm going to do it. It's just so irritating washing and drying eggs, too. And then every now and then you'll come across one that's been packed, and you don't know it. When you go to try to wash it, it explodes in your hands. See, this whole thing, you know, it just bugs me. and so I will. My sister has been asked, and I have this idea for everybody. My sister has been asking me, you know, with regard to skills and things that she can make and give away, here is something that I have found to be one of the most useful items, one of my favorite items. I use it every single day, and it probably costs me a buck, maybe two. If you go to Walmart or something like it, let's say Tractor Supply would be cooler, and get large, white, athletic socks, the over-the-calf, the giant ones, the really big ones. We're talking Chevy Chase BS socks. Fill that thing with dry white rice and tie it in a knot, okay? You follow this?
Yeah, I think I know where we're going with it, too.
Yes. Once in a torture book, I read something called Sweat Sock Surprise. If you tie someone to a chair and you hit them in the head with this for a certain amount of time, of course, you tear their retinas. You tear their retinas, but they will start answering simple questions aimlessly without any thought. No, I'm kidding. No, that actually is true. Don't do it. I didn't tell you to do this. Don't do it unless you have to, all right? If somebody snatches your favorite dog, you need to do this. If you microwave this sock full of white rice, dry white rice, for God's sakes, not cooked rice, dry rice. In my microwave, it's 3 minutes. When I get up in the morning, usually I'll have a bit of a backache. I don't think I like my mattress. Sit down on this thing with that up against your back, and life is good. While back, I had a friend came over. He had pulled a muscle in his neck. We were watching a movie. If you haven't seen it, The Accountant, for God's sakes, watch The Accountant. It's a story about a guy with high-functioning autism. You're going to love it. I microwaved one of these rice socks for about 3 minutes, put it on his neck, and he fell asleep, which obviously that's not the best thing. I know. They're wonderful. Now, here's what you can do, and this is what I do for the grandkids. I go to Walmart.
When you said put rice in a sock, I thought we were going to start talking about making sake.
Nope. We're talking about making Christmas gifts for folks, or actually all year round. I do 365 gifts. I go to Walmart, buy a $5 flannel shirt, cut the sleeves off on the shoulder, okay? Take a sewing machine. I leave the cuff on because it looks cool. Sew the sleeve shut down by the cuff. Sew it shut down by the cuff. Go up to the shoulder end, slide your rice sock in there, sew that end shut neatly, and you have a really cool microwavable rice bag for anything. It is 48 degrees here in my office this morning, and I am sitting here just as comfortable as I can be with my man sock in my lap, and I haven't broke out the heaters yet. So if you are good with the sewing machine, if you go to Walmart or any other store, they have wonderful fabrics available. You can, obviously you can't do anything metal impregnated, but But if you get, you can get like a leopard, cheetah, giraffe, all flannels, you know, tapestries. There are wonderful tapestries available out of the section where the upholstery is. Sew your sock up in, make a tube of that, turn that inside out, and put your rice sock in it. Give those away. You're going to be in there for, that's probably going to cost you $3 to make this gift, and probably 10 or 15 minutes of your time. But the point of this is, I've given some to the grandkids, and on a cold winter morning when they get up and get out of bed, they will go running to mom. We call them warmies. They'll go say, hey, Mike, you know, nuke my warmie for me. And then they'll go sit on the couch and watch cartoons with their feet on this. And it is, and if you're older like me, you can put it where whatever hurts. And in my particular case, I've got a couple choices. I've got choices. I can put it any number of places.
Well, I'm thinking about making something. I was thinking about it last night. My stump gets cold. And when it gets cold, it hurts. And I was laying in bed last night thinking, you know, about ways of coming up with something to warm it up at night. And
would I be a jackass if I said you may have extra socks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got tons of extra socks. I got tons of extra left shoes. I'm thinking about selling left shoes on eBay.
What a jerk. What a jerk I am.
Hey, guys. Guys, we have a caller, Gary in Texas.
Well, give me two. Oh, there he is. Hold on. There was a guy. I saw him the other day. He showed up. He had a brown sock and blue sock on. I said, "You know that pair of socks or something wrong?" He goes, "You know, I know there is, but I got another pair at home just like them."
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, folks. I got to say something about the electric. That's coming up.
All right.
I scare people when I say this. Some of them don't understand. Maybe I'm not articulate enough. Boy, that's a $20 word for a 2-bit high schooler. But anyway,
I tell
people, but for the grace of God, this country would never have come into existence.
I agree.
And people do not seem to understand that. And people that, I'm not going to vote because of this or that. We have a God-given right, and I believe the God-given duty to vote, to protect our freedoms.
Kidding.
You know, and, I take this very seriously. There's very seldom that I miss, I may forget, you know, or miss a special election, a local election or something. And it really gets me because invariably what happens is very contrary to what I want. But, folks, exercise your God-given rights and protect what little we've got left. Did I lose you? Hello? Well, my phone is acting up or something, I guess. But anyway, I wanted to weigh in on that. Have you ever eaten raw cedar berries, Rick?
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Sorry about that, folks. For some reason, I lost connection.
Did we lose Jerry?
I'm not sure.
Yes, Jerry's gone.
Okay.
Oh, very well.
Well, we're going to go ahead and talk to Andrew in Arizona. Good morning, Andrew. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. You?
Good, good. I was just going to add to what Jerry was saying about voting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, will you talk about Ms. McSally, too? I want to hear what you're thinking about Ms. McSally.
McSally?
Yes.
I missed what he said about McSally.
Well, I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to hear what you're thinking.
Well, yeah, as far as voting goes, I do not believe what Jerry was talking about. You know, he's talking about somehow democracy is the answer.
Yep.
And he didn't give a lot of proof for that. He just said it's your God-given right. And
yes.
I don't believe that at all. Because
are you going to, you ever go to church?
I do, but I do not.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, I do not vote because,
okay.
But, you know, Vladimir Lenin said voting and democracy is indispensable to communism. To communism. Well, why is that?
Why is that?
Because
are you quoting Lenin?
Vladimir Lenin. Yes, this is the communist dictator. Democracy.
Right. You are correct about that.
Indispensable to communism, meaning you can't have communism without democracy.
Well, yes,
this
but
is
the
not
reason
democracy. This is the republic. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Here you go.
Lenin's reasoning for that, from what I have read, is to maintain a facade that people have a choice.
Yes.
Now, unless I misunderstood something.
There we go. That was it.
Are you convinced you don't?
That is the facade of a choice. That's right. Because where are your choices coming from? I don't know. They're presented to us, correct?
Well, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have the idea of the 51%. Because the voting and the results of a vote have to do with 51%. Am I right?
You're quoting Mr. Nemos, aren't you? I go ahead.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, I'm just thinking logically.
Well, that's his take on it. Is that if 51% can force their will on 49%, something's wrong. And I can sort of see that, but I don't know what other system you're suggesting.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. I'm not suggesting anything else. I'm not saying that I have a better system. I'm just saying that system doesn't seem to be the best. But I do understand that.
Sure.
It's not like I don't vote at all. And, you know, like people like Ron Paul. Ron Paul, okay. Yes, where he has a track record. You know, like Trump, no way. I'm not voting for Trump. He's the same as the rest of them. And a warmonger, just like the rest of them, right? And so, you know, they have to, you know, present something that is constitutional to me, at least for the U.S. Constitution, for me to vote for them. And I've never seen that except for Ron Paul.
All right.
You know, none of them believe in... Yeah.
Andrew, as long as we're talking Constitution, I would advocate going back to the original system where the senators are appointed by the state legislatures, not by popular vote. That was the original system. I forgot when it changed.
Also, it was the 17th Amendment. Revoke that.
Okay, all right. You're more knowledgeable on that than I am. But I thought maybe some of our listeners didn't know that's the way it was originally set up.
So true.
That was a good system, I believe.
Yes.
For multiple reasons. Protecting states' rights, especially a good reason. But I think things started going downhill for two reasons. One, the states were no longer actually represented in the federal government. And secondly, when everybody figured out that they could vote themselves money from the Treasury, you know, and get rich off the government, and which didn't take them long to figure out. Andrew Jackson really fought that. Things started going downhill when they figured out they could steal from the government and do it legally. So that's my take on it. Oh, okay. Andrew dropped.
Well, let me, that's a shame. Let me suggest this about Andrew's call. Well, I obviously don't agree with Andrew for the most part. It does wear me down that we spend so much time preaching to the choir. In other words, you know, there are very few listeners that hold a radically different opinion than ours. And
yes,
that's fine. Well,
hey, Andrew's back on the line. Andrew got back.
Yeah. What I just wanted to say was I appreciate your spunk, you know, calling us up and taking us on a little bit because, you know, most of the folks, you know, most of the listeners are of a slightly different mindset, and I think it's refreshing for you to go ahead and throw the long ball here. And, you know, let's see if we can get downfield and catch it.
Excellent. Well, hey, I really appreciate what you guys do, and thanks a lot. And,
all right.
You know, just everybody would check out that 17th Amendment. Bringing it back to the States is what it's about.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's a fact. That is a fact, yeah.
Have a good one, y'all.
I absolutely agree.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million.
Yeah, appreciate your call, Andrew. Call back any time, buddy.
Thanks, Andrew.
You know, I love it, Rick, when we get callers like that bring up an alternative point of view.
Well, sure. You know, I do worry that we're, you know, I don't want to be the bubble people, you know, like Hillary and all those people who can't be effective outside their little comfort zone. That is not what I want. So, you know, this is great.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. Well, let's get off the politics and get back on to what I consider the important stuff, self-sufficiency. Yeah. And I hope we have some callers on that. 800-313-9443, folks. Give us a call. And I apologize for our little technical fault. Lori and I both lost our phone connection at exactly the same time here a few minutes ago. Don't know
that
what
must
that
have been
was
what
about.
It was, 'cause, well, you know, that's funny, too, because I could hear Sam, but I don't think he could hear me. So that was really weird. All right.
Well,
so if you're thinking for 1 minute I'm lost, I'm not. If we've got 5 seconds, I want to talk about Mean Mary James. Is that okay?
Sure.
Mean Mary, what a character. I want you guys, when you're finished looking up, when you're finished watching Coco, I want you to look up Mean Mary. This gal is a wonderful musician, and she's not mean at all. She's actually kind of bubbly. This is a fascinating, great musician, a lot of fun to watch her videos. She appears to me to be, what, part native? Him?
I would say so, either that or Hispanic.
Great, great musician, wonderful banjo player. I'm so impressed with her banjo playing that I bought a banjo just like hers because I love that sound. I love the sound of that banjo. I've been playing banjo since, I guess, 76. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We've got Wayne in West Virginia on line 9 who will take as soon as we get done with the break.
Sure. Wait.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about different subjects. Rick, did you want to finish up before we take Wayne in West Virginia? Hello?
Yes, sure. Hello. Where is it?
No, go
Where's
ahead.
Where is that young man?
Okay.
Did you drop?
No.
No.
All right. Sam, let's go ahead and go to Wayne in West Virginia on line 9.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How you doing this morning, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm what you would consider a non-voter. And the reason being is that I have a right not to vote.
That's true.
I also, in good conscience, I have a right to say, you know, I don't agree with either one of you, not you personally, but I mean the candidates.
Right.
I don't agree with either one of you, so I ain't going to vote for neither one of you from a moral standpoint. So,
well, but doesn't that mean that you are being left with no choices whatsoever and you have to take what's being spooned up?
Well,
whatever
I don't
that
trust
is.
Either one of them, and I'll tell you if I can elaborate a little bit.
Yeah.
I think what has happened is America has become a tribal nation with different tribes. As you have the white tribe, they have their tribal leaders, and you have the black tribe, and they have their tribal leaders, Al Sharpton and Booker and whomever else. Then you have the Spanish tribe. They have their leaders. And then you have, of course, the Muslim tribe coming along.
Oh, boy.
And the white tribe is the largest tribe at this time. So they have been divided up into white liberal groups, conservative group, the independent groups, and they have their leaders, and they're told what they want to hear. These tribal leaders have to keep them under control, and they tell them what they want to hear. The black tribe is told, well, you built America, the white man's, he's a racist, and of course the Spanish tribe is told, they took the Southwest from you, we need to take it back. Etc.
Oh, I see.
And you have your identity and be a proud black or
You're suggesting the old game of division, control through race baiting and division, right?
Well, exactly the same way they did with the Indians. You had the Blackfeet and the Shawnee and what have you, and they had them fighting amongst one another. But at the same token, at the end of the day, they all take their orders from their master, which would be Shelton Anderson, Schumer, the Israelis, or the Zionists. So at the end of the day, they take their orders from whomever. And if you don't believe me, why do they all run out to Shelton Anderson and kiss his ring or whatever? The end of the day, why do they have to run to Israel and get a blessing and go to the wall and on and on and on? So
optics,
it's hard for me to support any
it's
of
all
them.
Well, it's all optics, Wayne. But and I do not begrudge you your identifying the problem, but at the same time, I'm going to put the onus on you. You identify the problem, I want you to tell us then your solution to the problem. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to hear what you're thinking.
Well, my solution is that, and I'm an old man, I've been around for a good while, but to give you an example, I hear my good friends say, well, Trump did everything he promised. Well, there's 2,000 illegals crossing the border every day, and he gave us a tax break, but how long did it take the business people to absorb that tax break? I go to the store, that 16-ounce can has become 12 ounces, and it costs me more. My gas goes up and down.
You're right about all that, but you're still talking about the problem. What are you thinking with respect? I mean, what's your move here? If we're going to jump out of the way of the bullet, which way do you want to
go? Well, until the people unite, actually unite, and march on Washington, and it's going to take about 2 or 3 million of them to go to Washington and put these people on trial for the destruction of America. And take the country back.
I would tend to agree.
I think that's coming.
I would tend to agree. Maybe with the classification, we get
or get my chair.
State of
but I'll be with
hey,
you.
Hey, Wayne, you're welcome to hold on to the break. Okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443 is calling number.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RPN. At the moment, we're speaking with Wayne in West Virginia. All right, guys, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, like I say, I might have to stop by the scooter store and ride on down on my scooter there in Washington to demonstrate with you, but I'm willing to do that. Now, the other thing, too, there's the next step would be a lock and load revolution. And a lot of people say, oh, you want to overthrow the government. No. I do not want to overthrow the government. I want to save my government.
There you go.
From these people that are leading it. You know, over the years, me being an old man, I have met my enemy, and they are my leaders.
There you go.
So that's where...
Yeah, this guy is essentially correct.
So, you know, that's where I'm coming from.
Well, at this point, though, I'm going to suggest that we have a very modest revolution going on, being led by Trump and the military. I think the military and Trump, I can't prove any of this. I think that basically our military, the White Hats, have something to do with Trump. And I think if we get our way and we get a declassification of some of this material, and some
the FISA material.
Yes, the FISA material and a few other things. Some of the hidden away Hillary documents and some other stuff. If we can get some of that and some of these traitors, some of these treasonists can go to jail or be hung, I think I think things are going to start to look up a little bit.
Well, the only thing
you're right.
The only thing that scares me, gentlemen, is now I'm not a complete Trump knight by any means.
Sure. Well,
and I've been lied to so much, and what we have done as voters, we have forced our politicians to lie to us, because if they tell us the truth, we won't vote for them.
That's right.
Or not we, but, you know, the majority of people will not vote for them the truth.
You know, look at the Keith videos, you know, where they've actually caught these politicians telling what they really want to do. You know, it's incredible.
Well, absolutely. I'll give you an example. We had a, in my state, we had a governor that gave all the state employees and the teachers, during his 4 years, a $3,000 pay raise. And in some departments, they got up to $30,000 pay raises. But at the end of the 4 years, the teachers wouldn't vote for him. They wouldn't even talk to him. And they wouldn't, and a lot of the people in the government would not even vote for him. So they turn around and they get their Democratic governor. He gives them nothing, zero, and they endorse
right.
him. So the point that I'm getting, I've come to the conclusion, are these endorsements for sale?
Well,
leadership, you know. Not
yeah,
members.
Yeah, but I don't think these endorsements are for sale for money. They're for sale for a socialist ideology, a promise to uphold the socialist ideology is what I believe. But I could be wrong. You know, I'm not familiar with West Virginia politics, but that's what I've seen in this state.
Well, the other thing, too, what's happened, gentlemen, is that the communists have taken over some of the major states, okay, example being New York.
And California.
California. Now they're trying to take Florida, Georgia. So what they're doing is trying to take over the states that have the electoral votes. And the other thing that they're
right.
trying to do is have gun control state by state.
Yes.
So that's what's going on right now. And we're letting them do it.
You're right, Wayne. You're right. But as they say about revolutions, you know, a man or a group of people or a state or whatever will not revolt until the point where the alternative of death is more acceptable than the status quo. That's what takes.
Well, can I suggest this? If, in fact, the communists are taking over New York, Illinois, California, Florida, is not voting the answer to this?
Well, I personally don't know. You may have other callers and all, but
no.
The way I feel about it is I have but one life to give, and it's not at the voting
right.
booth.
I
so I'm going to let you
I
go and have a wonderful
I
day.
Get it.
Thanks for taking my
Thank
call.
You.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. Wow. Rick, I guess we picked the wrong subject for today. All the callers are wanting to talk about the election, which is okay.
Yeah, I guess it is.
After the election next week, we can talk about the results. But, folks, I still think no matter which way the election goes, and I'm not trying to be negative on this.
We're in deep doo-doo at that point.
Yeah, no matter which way it goes, because
right.
if the communists win, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble, yeah.
If the communists lose, they're going to start all kinds of stuff. You know, I think we're looking at riots and all that again.
I spent about 45 minutes yesterday on the phone with Susie, and we went over that exact scenario where this coming Tuesday, and there's a lot of online chatter about the 11th. And how, you know, no matter what happens, we're in the soup. And you know, it's a bad news, worst news scenario. You know, the bad news is we win, the worst news is we lose. But either way, if you're not into preparedness, you are going to wind up a victim. Well, you may still wind up a victim, but at least not of your own choosing.
Right. You know, that's always a possibility. You know, as they say in real estate, and I'm talking about the anticipated violence, location, location, location.
Robert Allen.
Yeah. If you live in a city, in an urban area, or even a suburban area, things could get dicey for you, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. When hyperinflation hits, you're gonna finally see what everybody's been talking about for a long time.
Right. Exactly.
The golden horde. They're going to start just walking. They're just going to put on their flip flops and start. I hope they walk to Venezuela. I'd like to see a reverse caravan.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat? The only problem is you ain't going to get across the U.S.-Mexican border. Mexicans will arrest you, put you in jail for 5 years. If you resist, they kill you. It's that simple. But,
I didn't know how borders work. I live in America, so I didn't know that could happen. Could. What about if we don't have a caller?
No, we don't.
You want to do it? Let's do a little more Mean Mary.
Okay. Yeah, that's tremendous music, by the way.
I want you. Well, this hour was supposed to be about fun. Mean Mary was the youngest of six children, and she was born in Alabama, right on the Florida line. And they moved across the border, and they lived a kind of a weird nomadic lifestyle. And believe it or not, and I'm not sure exactly what was wrong with these people, but the family picked up and moved to northern Minnesota, and they lived in a Viz Queen tent. In northern Minnesota. Using saws and axes to build a log cabin. They finally managed to get the log cabin done just about the time, it was like below freezing inside the Viz Queen. And they had real issues with this 7-foot bear, this black bear that kept mauling the Viz Queen, trying to get to him, until mom shot that bear. And this is how things kind of began. And I mean, they cooked their food on a fire, and they got the water from a hole they dug. And this gal gets her first guitar. Her oldest brother Jim was a Navy man, and he sent home a guitar for Mary, and some tapes of Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, of all things, Dolly Parton. Who I believe you said, did you say you met her? Did you say you met her?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. She's a down-to-earth Tennessee girl, I believe. Isn't she Tennessee? I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. And so this gal learned to read music before she can read words, and she's got a lot of her own songs. She's a prolific songwriter and a great banjo player, and as I believe I mentioned, I'm so impressed with the banjo music. I found an $800 good time, a Deering banjo, just like hers, on eBay for $280. And I've been playing. It's a very perishable skill. I'm not nearly what I was, 30, 40 years ago. But I got this banjo. Just anyway, you need to look at her videos. But this gal, of all things, they moved back to Florida, which is probably not the worst move. And they started a truck farm and sold live animals. But what this gal would do would be she would collect reptiles and amphibians for wholesale. But one of her big money makers was collecting poisonous snakes and selling them for the creation of anti-venom.
And that was a very big business when I was growing up in Florida. I mean, people were out of money. That's what they did. They went and caught rattlesnakes. Now, we're talking before Florida became what it is now. I'm talking about rural Florida. And they would, people run short on money. They would go out, catch diamondbacks and timber rattlers and coral snakes and water moccasins. and they would sell these, and sometimes $10 to $15 a snake, which was big money 50 years ago.
Well, she's lucky she still got all of her fingers, right? So,
yeah.
She's a rough guy.
Yeah, she is.
I think my point here, I've met musicians, like Irish musicians, whose hands look like that of an 11-year-old girl. I can understand why I call this girl Mean Mary, but she, good on a tractor, great on a banjo, wonderful, wonderful musician, a lot of fun to listen to. She was on for a long time, kind of like this show. She was on a show called Country Boy Eddie. It was a regional daily show out of Birmingham, out of Alabama, and also she had some stuff going on in Nashville as well. But this gal is just a great singer and a great musician. She plays good guitar too, but it's her banjo work that knocks me out.
I watched those videos you recommended.
It's just plain fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. There's something happy about a banjo. They claim that is that one video that you set up, which was Thistledown, Mean Mary's
yes.
Thistledown, the dance of the. I saw that one. If you had you said it was the one filmed in shallow water, would have known it immediately. That instrument that got that percussion instrument. That guy in the background is playing is a Bowron, an Irish Bowron. A Bowron is a technology that has taken place basically simultaneously all over the world. It is a large diameter drum, very shallow. It's like for those of you that don't know, it looks like a giant
4 or 5 inches
deep.
Yeah,
and probably 18 to 24 inches. So what it is a giant shallow drum. Looks like a monstrous tambourine, but they can be heard for huge distances. And in Ireland, Bowron means dead man. That's what it means. Bowron, Boudran. And when someone would die, the funeral procession would whack these things, and you could hear that for a mile. And they would
know, and
you would know if you heard that. That there was a funeral procession coming from somewhere. So, interesting stuff. Anyway, you know, watch some Mean Mary. We're going into the Thanksgiving season, and I want to suggest this. Whichever way this election goes this next week, whether it's bad news or worse news, I still want you people to give some serious thought to being thankful, being grateful. Whatever else happens, you're still living in the greatest country of the world. Hopefully you've got some family. And I want you to don't get weird. Don't get depressed. Stop for 60 seconds, you know, and get your head back on your shoulders and think about the good things in your life. Be thankful. Thankful people are happy people. So, you know, don't whatever happens Tuesday, we'll still be here, and we will have some suggestions, for your self-sufficiency. And if you've got questions, you can always call up. There is another video I would like people to look at, and it's fun. It's called, you know the actor Steven Seagal? He's kind of an action figure. There's a musical group called Steve and Seagulls. Steve, the letter N, Seagull, Steven Seagulls, it's a joke. They've got a video out called Thunderstruck. These are some hillbillies. The guy comes riding up on a lawnmower with an accordion, and one guy's playing an anvil. Got a banjo player, bass player, and a bunch of other guys, and they cover the song Thunderstruck, and it is hysterical. It is a lot of fun to watch. If you get into Steven Seagal's YouTubes, you won't be sorry. There's another guy out there called C Stick Steve, C6 Steve. This guy was a homeless guy for a long time, got a guitar free, only had three strings on it, so he learned to play the blues. And C6 Steve is a blast. Now he's doing professional concerts. He's that good. He actually, you know, is no longer homeless. He's actually kind of a big deal. Here we go.
All right, folks. Well, we don't have time for any more callers. We'll be wrapping up right after the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. For our closing statements, I just wanted to thank Extendivite, our sponsor. If you
Me
haven't
too.
Tried it, you're right. Everybody, I think all three of us do. You guys, you know, it's something to think about. But Extendivite helps maintain your cardiovascular health and lowers your cholesterol in adults. It is by Heart Drop 2000 Company, and it's 100% natural, all herbals. And you can order them online at heartdrop.com. So thanks to them. And I'd like to thank our listeners and our callers and hope that they have a safe and wonderful weekend. Rick, closing comments?
Oh, yes. remember this, folks, compromise. You know, the right wing always thinks that's the moral thing to do. Don't. If you give the devil a ride, it won't be very long before he wants to drive. Remember that. Curtis Stone, whose videos I recommend, Market Gardener, says this. He says, you Americans are lucky. Free speech is written right into your Constitution, but up here in Canada, that's where he is, not so much. We're going into the Thanksgiving season. You guys, watch Coco, watch The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, and we're listening to Christmas music around here today. Jimmy Stewart's It's a Wonderful Life. Get you a big slice of this. Mr. Spencer, what are you thinking? Mr. Spencer?
Are you muted, dear?
Yes, I was muted. I apologize.
Well,
hey, first time this month I've done that.
Okay. It's the beginning of the month, dear.
Yeah, do it again.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Closing, yeah, so you got 8 seconds, your closing statement.
Well, folks, I'm trying to keep my mind off the election, but that's forefront. All I can say is, folks, vote your conscience. You know, vote your conscience, but at least get out there and vote. And I know it's an imperfect system. I know we're a constitutional republic and not a democracy. I understand all that, but still it's the only system we got right now. So do what you can. Make a difference where you can. Really, I don't have anything other than that. I've got some predator control to do this weekend, and I'll take care of that. But anyway, I just want to ask people to keep in mind the season that's coming up. Make the best of it. Enjoy your family. As you folks all know from 8 years of me on the radio, you know, family is the most important thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with me, I was thinking last night while I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep, you know, even though we have financial problems right now, even though, you know, we're basically in moderate poverty, I am so lucky, so blessed to have what I do have. You know, I'm in the top 1% of the world, and I know it, as far as standard of living goes. But anyway, folks, that's it for today. We had a great time. Super quick 2 hours. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. And hope everybody has a really good weekend and a very profitable week coming up. And we'll see you next week. And God rest the soul to Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee, and God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.